Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Saints made a smart decision, re-signing Alvin Kamara. Now you can make a smart decision of your own. Sign up to become an annual Saints Happy Hour fan club patron and save 5% off the monthly rate. You get access to the Saints Happy Hour daily podcast ad-free. No ads ever. You get the Saints Happy Hour booze bundle, 4 swag items, amazing. Access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7. What are you waiting for? This offer won't be around forever. Go to saintshappyhour.com, sign up, and save 5% today.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome into a Friday edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. This one's free, courtesy of Bet Online and Manscaped, but you should become a patron so you can get this every day. And we have a special guest. People, patrons especially, have been saying, we want the gambling show back that we used to do on Friday every night. So me and Andrew started last week. We did the gambling show. But our great advertising guy, Andrew, who sets up our sponsorship, says, hey, guys, I can get you Dave Mason from Bet Online. Their marketing, their spreads guy, he's fun. You should have him on. And I went to his Twitter feed, and I was like, oh, my God, we got to have this guy on because he's giving odds. He's telling us what's going on. And me and Andrew, especially me, Dave, being a gambling degenerate, I want to pick your brain about how the sports books and online, how y'all are dealing with COVID, because It's chaos. I mean, college football is chaos. NFL is chaos with suspensions. How has it affected you guys trying to set these lines?
Yeah, it's been a crazy year, man. It's been crazy all year, getting kind of numb to it, you know, believe it or not. But I mean, you know, once the sports start getting nuked back there in March, and next thing you know, we're promoting Russian ping pong and marble racing and all this other nonsense. it's been a crazy year, but yeah, we're kind of getting numb to it. You know, we're more conservative for one, you know, we're still trying to be aggressive. You know, we've always been aggressive. We open our odds up before any other book. You know, you can any other book on planet Earth, so you can get the earliest odds at Bet Online. So we've always been aggressive, but you know, we just got to pull. There's ways to pull back, right? You know, if we don't know what's going on with some of these COVID cases and teams and all this, then you know we'll wait a little bit to put those odds up. But 9 times out of 10, our odds will be released first. You might have to lower the limits on some of these games. There'll still be enough for most bettors to get down, but we just don't want to attract some of those sharps who might get COVID news a minute before we do and take advantage of us. So, you know, it's the times too, you know, there's just so much information out there now that it's easy for some of these sharper guys to get this information, you know, with Twitter and all this other stuff. So if we're slow to react, you know, we can get picked off on a lot of this news. But no, man, it's been a challenge, but it is. Action is great. Bettors are back. And as long as there's something to bet on tonight, as long as someone's playing there's games tonight, there'll be action.
I have a question, and this was my theory, but you know it, so feel free to shoot it down. I felt like the first week, the lines
were weird and nobody knew about home and away and crowds and no crowds and all that. So the lines were kind of weird, but I feel like as we've gone 3-4 weeks, like the lines are kind of back to normal in the sense of the Jets are playing the Dolphins and it's 9.5, 10, like, because the Jets are garbage, right? So the lines are starting to get back to normal. But was there a sense where you guys had a theory of how to set these lines with no crowds, where it was moving the lines a certain way, and is that still in effect?
No, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, teams are playing in front of no crowds or limited crowds, and you know, that's going to affect the home field advantage. You know, on a typical year, not 2020, not named 2020, the typical home field advantage is 3 points. Right now, that might it might vary depending on the spot, right? 2.5, 3.5, whatever, or 3 points and some juice on one side, whatever. But, you know, that's not the case this year. And it has been a work in progress, and it's still a work in progress. We're figuring it out. But, you know, what are we, just 5 weeks? We've played 5 weeks now, I believe, and that's still a very small sample size. We might go the full 17 weeks and still not have the exact number down. But, yeah, it's been a challenging start to the season. I mean, that week two, we got mauled. I mean, that was just, I think, every favorite except one won outright, and we got absolutely mauled. So, you know, I know there's definitely away teams. People are betting away teams more, and that I think they're covering like 55% of the games this year. Overs are covering higher than they usually do, and we all know the public loves those overs. So, you know, it's working itself out without a doubt. Last weekend was great for us, but, you know, like I said, week two was bad. Week three was, I forget, week four was very, I think we lost a little bit. I think we lost a little bit week three, at least on the Sunday game. So it's definitely been a challenging start to the season, but, you know, it works its way out. And again, I don't want to say too much. It's because of the COVID. Cause again, 5 weeks is a very small sample size, but there's definitely been challenges and numbers are getting adjusted accordingly.
Well, I just want to ask you one thing, David, about the Titans game specifically, because, you know, my thinking is, okay, a team has COVID kind of ravaged through their locker room. They're not practicing. So on some level, that puts them at an immediate disadvantage. And then on top of that, I'm just thinking, look, even these guys that come back and that are playing in this game, you know, that's gotta, having COVID, that's gotta affect their performance on some level, right? So I'm just thinking, I was shocked to see the Titans come out and play the way they did. And I was expecting, I bet against them because I was thinking, not practicing, coming back from COVID, like, that's an easy bet. And they end up, so I'm just curious, does that change your perspective on how you think about these teams that get their locker rooms wiped out?
A little bit. I mean, it's noticeable. Again, when you're talking sample size, it's one game. I mean, you know, it's new territory for all of us. I mean, and you weren't alone on your feelings, because we needed them big. Everybody was on the Bills the other night, and you know, hindsight's 2020. But you know, Titans getting points at home. You know, they're not practicing, but they're resting and they're professionals. I mean, there's so many factors going into it. But yeah, it's going to be interesting soon, seeing that going forward, how these teams react on those COVID buys where they can't practice it. And that'll just be a new betting stat. You know, you see all these interesting betting stats on Twitter, and that'll be a new one, I'm sure, we'll be seeing in a few weeks or a couple months when more teams have to take these forced buys. So yeah, it's like I said, it's one game, it's a small sample size, but I wasn't surprised they covered. I like them getting points at home still. I was surprised at how they covered, though.
David, college football is, I have almost stopped entirely because I feel like it's complete chaos. You don't know what it is. And I feel like the colleges, they don't have the same protocols in place, you know, in the Sun Belt as they do in the NFL. All the teams have the same thing. They're following it. And these, like, LSU played Missouri. Missouri had one scholarship guy on the defensive line, and they still played the game. So how in the hell do you set these lines where these colleges, unless they fall below like a minimum threshold like Vandy, where they couldn't hold the game because they're like, we just don't have enough players. if they're like, hey, you got enough players, you're playing. Like, how do you set these lines? Are you going to take them off the board? Like, it's to me, college football is chaos beyond words.
All right. Well, you know, it is chaos, but it's chaos for everybody. It's chaos for the bettors, and it's chaos for the sports books setting these lines. But we've had a very good start to college, whereas the NFL was a crazy, you know, wasn't a very profitable start for us. College was the opposite. So, you know, it's one of those things. You know, it's chaos for everybody, right? You know, we're putting up the odds and. We are putting them up first, which is always challenging, even during a regular year. And you open them up, and you have respected people betting into us, and you respect their action and move accordingly on this respected action, and that shapens the odds. And next thing you know, your odd is solid, and then let it play out. You know, we're gonna get beat up on games, we're gonna win games big, and just let it play out. I mean, you know, that's all you can do. But you know, we're not gonna start taking the games off the boards because of us. I mean, people want to bet and there'll be games. And you know, at the end of the day, we're all in the same boat, the bookies and the bettors. It's just a matter of wants to do more homework to figure out what that right number is. But, you know, we all have the same information. We all have the same, you know, knowledge, and it's just a matter of figuring that out. Maybe not knowledge, but we all have all that information is out there, and we all potentially have it. So, you know, it's a matter of doing your homework and seeing what the right odds should be and betting accordingly.
The wait is finally over. A triple header of fun is upon us this week. Football is in full effect, with many teams strutting their stuff early, and the MLB playoffs are in full swing. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Here's my general theory about college, and David, I'm going to make a statement. You tell me if I'm crazy. I feel like, and LSU is maybe the only hole that you can poke in this, and LSU is its own thing because they had a mass exodus and their whole team basically left, and they're starting from scratch. But I feel like the bigger the program, the more you can rely on them in general. And so you're seeing these teams like Notre Dame and USC are kind of bouncing back and having good seasons so far, ranked highly. And I just feel like in general, the more money your athletic program has. So, you know, if you're thinking about just in terms of attendance, in terms of how many seats, you know, how big their stadium is and how much they can justify paying based on how much money they have. So teams like Georgia, teams like Alabama, USC that I just mentioned, I feel like they're safer bets because they have money to throw at this COVID problem. And if they need to ramp up testing or develop protocols quickly, they have the infrastructure to pull that off. Whereas some of these weaker teams, they don't have it. And so I think that in the grand scheme of things, from a betting perspective, they're at a disadvantage. If anything destabilizes them in the locker room, they just don't have the ability to quickly think on their feet and make the problem go away.
It's a good point. I never really thought of it, to tell you the truth, so I'm not going to call you crazy or not, but it's a good point. I mean, you know, it's just not about COVID, but these big time programs just have their programs, man. They're a step away from being professional teams. You know, they're just so much money, and they're the money maker for their schools. So they have the best weight rooms. They have the best backups. If the injuries do go down, whether it's a blown ACL or a positive COVID test, they're waiting on some 5-star recruits just waiting in the shadows to take over. So yeah, it makes sense, you know, from just not only a COVID standpoint, but from top to bottom, just how these programs are run. They're just loaded. They're just freaking programs. Just ready, next man up. And except for LSU this year might be an bad example. But
I want, you know, LSU to call off their year. If LSU doesn't play anymore, I'm fine with it. 2019 was so amazing. I just want them to hit the reset button and go to 2020. I'm fine with it.
right.
Is there anything as far as NFL, you know, I know you said that 55% of what did you say? Road teams.
Away teams have covered this year.
Covered.
54.5%, and and overs have covered. I forget. It was like 50. It was like about 58% last week. So it's right around there too. It might be a little bit higher now.
Is that significantly higher than any other year in the last like 5 years? After 5 weeks, has that happened like before, and then it sort of evens out, or is that like a wow for the first 5 weeks?
Well, after 5 weeks, I'm not sure on recent years. I really haven't looked, and never really pay attention to it, because it's really never you know, it's never really something you need to keep an eye on, right? Because, you know, home field advantage is what it is. We have our models, we have our algorithms and all that stuff. So it's never really, you know, it never really popped out. I never really paid attention to it. So I can't really say after 5 weeks. After 17 weeks during a regular season, you know it's gonna even out over the long haul. It won't be that high, 55%. I don't think. Maybe there was years, but again, if it is, it's just an aberration. It's not. But this year, it's there's something to it, that there's this home field advantage is not as important as it was, and we haven't accounted for it. We haven't made those odds correct. We're off a little bit. So, but again, that is getting corrected, and it will be corrected. So,
yeah. Well, I guess so. As you point out these trends, though, David, and you just said this, you're adjusting the algorithm. You're adjusting based on the information that you're getting through 5 weeks. So if I'm a better, if I'm looking for advice on what my best move is, are the overs and betting on the road teams, betting on those two things, are those still smart moves, or do your lines adjust so quickly that it's almost like fool's gold at this point?
It's hard to say. I mean, at this point, they're still a good bet. I'm not going to say at this point, but as of last weekend, there's still a good bet. You know, it's going to correct itself eventually. So don't go in there just betting all overs and all away teams, because it's going to adjust eventually. And you don't want to lose your shirt when that weekend comes where 12 unders cover and, you know, 11 home teams cover. You don't want that to happen to you, but you know, keep it in your mind, you know, keep it, definitely use that to your advantage and look at those spreads. And, you know, if you're hemming and hawing on a spread and, you know, say, hey, this team's an away team, this team's, I do like the over here. You just use it, be cognizant of it, but don't bet it blindly. Just don't say, oh, 50, I heard that guy on that podcast and 55% of this is covering. Because all that stuff eventually evens out. I mean, we know what we're doing here, but this year's just a little crazy where it's, well, you know, we're still figuring it out. It's
my final question, and thanks for giving us time, David. I appreciate it. Is, cool. You know, bettors, like you said, they love to bet the overs. They love their public teams. Well, one of those really public teams is the Cowboys, and they're not going to have their quarterback anymore. So how do you think that's going to affect betting on the Cowboys in a sense of their lines? Do you think that they're a public team, people will pull back from them, or they're still the freaking Cowboys, people are still going to bet on them just because that's a habit, that's what people do?
All right. You know, that Cowboys thing is kind of, I think it's kind of stale. They're a public team and everybody bets on them. If they're a good team, they're betting on them. If they're a bad team, bettors flip on a switch, man. It doesn't matter if they have a big star on their helmet and the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and they're called America teams. If they're not winning, people are going to jump that ship. You know, they'll notice. Maybe not people in Dallas or that part of Texas, but the rest of the world, yeah. I mean, just there. And Dallas is like, you know, Dallas is like the Yankees or Notre Dame. You either love them or hate them. So everybody that says they're America's team, there's, I'm from Philadelphia, so you want to get me started on Dallas, you rare me up, bud. So, you know, it's that whole, you know, the Dallas and public team. The public, you know, there's been no more public team than New England over the last decade. Every week we're betting against them. Why is that? Because their uniforms are red, white, and blue? No, it's because they're Bill Belichick and Tom Brady were destroying everybody, and rightfully so. People were betting them every week. So, you know, Dallas, they lost Dak. Yeah, it's a huge loss. I mean, they have a good backup, Andy Dalton. Probably as good as backup as you're going to have in the NFL. But that being said, the discrepancy between Dak and Dalton on a point spread is 5.5 points. But we'll see. What, yeah. I do know, when they're playing any of these other NFC East garbage teams, and again, I'm from Philly, so I can say that, they're going to be bet again. They'll probably be on Dallas because they're still probably the cream of the crop of that god-awful division. But when you're playing the other good teams in NFL, people will be probably betting against them. We'll see.
Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Weed Whacker. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. The premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual blade system. Its intelligently contoured design enhances the trimming experience and is waterproof, which makes for easy operation and cleaning. The only nose hair trimmer on the market with a powerful and rechargeable lithium-ion battery that lasts up to 90 minutes of use. Have you ever pulled your nose hair out with your fingers? That might hurt worse than nicking your balls. Manscaped is making whacking your weeds a time to look forward to delivering maximum confidence while providing hygiene. Yes, you will get a replacement blade every 3 months to keep your weed whacking time clean and enjoyable. Look, fellas, 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turn off. It's time to upgrade your Manscaped routine with the Weed Whacker. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. What are you waiting for? Go whack your weeds. Well, that my final question, and then we'll let you go. You know, it's odd in our lifetime is, as Saints fans, me and Andrew have watched, like, the Saints have become this public team. Where in our childhood, mm-hmm. and all through, you know, early, sure. like, the Saints were never that way. And they're a public team. And they are, like, money in October. They haven't lost an October game since 2016. What kind of action have you seen on the Saints in 2020? And then we'll let you get out of here.
Yeah, they're a public team. I mean, you know, all those teams at the top, they get bet. That being said, if they don't cover, people are going to jump the ship. But no, I mean, I can't say every week this year, but most of the weeks we've the public has been on New Orleans. You know, you got Drew Brees under center, you got Peyton on the sideline. They're one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl, one of the best teams. So the public is naturally going to be on them. To win, cover, etc.
Oh, David.
My main thing, Ralph, that I would keep advising people. I think the home thing, the road thing, you know, with no fans, I think they're gonna figure out a way to handicap that, and they'll figure that out as they get more evidence. Totally agree with David. Like, the longer this goes, the more they're gonna dial that in. The thing about overs. I mean, obviously you got to do it smart, but if you ever like an over, my advice this year, personally, I think you keep betting the overs. Cause here's the thing, the rules, the talent, all of that already benefits the offense. And when you talk about defense, so much of it is technique. So much of it is, you know, they've had less practice. They're going to have less ability to be on the field with tackling because of COVID rules. And so I think it's going to be hard all season for the defenses to adjust, and they're just in a race to catch up and play better. But we're seeing it league wide, and so I would say keep betting the overs because I personally feel good about those.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
David, we can't thank you enough for giving us time. Tell people how they can find you on Twitter. And oh, by the way, I love David on Twitter because he gives out not only the odds for sports, he gives out state-by-state odds on the presidential election, which I find incredibly fascinating. So, David, tell the people how they can find you and follow you on Twitter.
At Dave Mason, B-O-L. And, yeah, that's a big betting event coming up. I mean, political betting has gotten so big. It's crazy. We have the odds to win them. We just put up odds to win a 2024 election as well. So we already have – we put up those up, I believe, this morning. So odds to win the November election, state by state, who's going to win the state by states, you know, Democrat, Republican. And whenever the debate – if there are more debates, we'll have debate props. We have a lot of fun politics, and our players love it. It's turned into a very, very – it used to just be like a niche event, but it's turned into a humongous betting event over the last, you know, handful of years. 2016 definitely helped, and 2020 is going to exceed that action without
Dave,
a doubt.
Dave, I'll tell a quick story. I got into political betting in 2004 because the exit polls in 2004 all said Kerry was going to win. They had him, like, winning Mississippi and all this stuff. And I had a friend who was in the Bush campaign, not high up, but, like, he knew enough. And he called me, and he's like, Ralph, these exit polls, they're all wrong. He said, trust me, they're wrong, wrong, wrong. I went online, and I made, like, $4,000 because the online people knew it, and Bush's odds, like, switched. And ever since then, I've been hooked on it. I gamble the presidential races. I can't help myself. So I love it.
It really is. It's fascinating, man. I mean, 2016, that election night, that was one of, like, the most memorable nights. And it's not political view stuff. It's just from a betting business standpoint. One of the most fascinating and entertaining nights I've had in this industry, without a doubt, just seeing the odds and the polls and watching the news and just the swing and seeing how the odds are moving, people going crazy on Twitter. I mean, it was something else. So, again, political views aside, has nothing to do with that. But from a betting and business standpoint, it was incredible.
Yeah. So, guys, thanks, Dave, thanks for joining us. So we will see you again on Monday. Have a great gambling weekend. The Saints are off, but we will see you on the big show Sunday night. Guys, until then, the bar is closed.